For those living below or anywhere near the poverty line, the list of daily struggles is long and mostly familiar: food, housing, medical care. Over the last decade, diaper banks have emerged in some 40 spots throughout the country. Wyoming is not yet one of them. In the meantime, a new nationwide effort is underway to bring awareness and unprecedented resources to the problem of diaper need. From Washington, Elizabeth Wynn Johnson reports.
This is a story about connecting dots and about little things that make a big difference. Heather Parks is the mother of a five-month-old, but at the moment, the precious bundle she's cradling...
Huggy-sized two Pampers, little snugglers. This probably would be about 15 to 19. It depends where you go, but where we live, it's probably $20.
And that large, soft cube of diapers will last...
less than a week. Probably about 3 days, if I'm lucky. 3 days.
Even when she buys in bulk, this young mom spends at least $80 a month on diapers. Federal assistance programs like food stamps and WIC for women, infants, and children don't cover them. So she's happy to be here today at a shelter and community center serving homeless teens in Washington, D.C. This is where a recently formed National Diaper Bank Network and a long-established children's charity have chosen to launch a new partnership.
So thank you.
Joanne Goldblum is executive director of the new nationwide network.
And what we're trying to do is to be able to make it so the diaper banks don't need to reinvent everything each time.
The cause is getting a big boost from Kimberly Clark. The company that makes Huggies is the founding sponsor of this partnership. The company's kicking in 20 million diapers to be distributed over the course of a single year. And that's great, says Goldblum. But an array of logistical hurdles still separate those diapers from millions of delicate bottoms. To start with, most local diaper banks or shelters don't have loading docks and pallet jacks.
You don't think about it, but the truth is it's very complicated and it's very expensive. And Huggies is being incredibly generous to donate the 20 million diapers, but we need a way to get them out to the different people who need them.
Enter Kids. The children's charity Kids in Distressed Situations has 26 years of experience getting companies to donate brand new products like books, toys, and clothing. And equally important, says Kids Executive Director Janice Weinman.
We have a network that has been verified and vetted of agencies that we know that they will be responsible in getting the product to people in need.
But diapers were never part of the equation until now. Kids VP Chris Blake says this leg of the stool could extend the footprint of diaper assistance in states that, like Wyoming, tend to be removed from the ebb and flow of charitable distribution networks in denser, more populated areas.
Because we have funders that will target specific areas. For example, in North Dakota, we have funders that specifically help us provide brand new merchandise and brand new material for Indian reservations in North Dakota. It's the same in Wyoming. It's a designated program, and it's strictly for us to get product to those areas.
The way Joanne Goldblum of the National Diaper Bank Network sees this point in time.
I think the biggest thing that is a change for the National Diaper Bank Network, having a national organization focused on diaper need, is the ability to talk about this as an issue that people will think about, will remember, and will be able to integrate into other anti-poverty groups.
This partnership comes not a moment too soon for Corinne Cannon. She founded DC Diaper Bank less than 2 years ago after she discovered that the closest one was, and still is, in Pennsylvania. She still routinely gets calls from up and down the mid-Atlantic coast
saying, can you provide diapers to us? And the reality is the needs are so great, we're not able to expand there yet. But I know I get requests every week from outside of our service area saying we need this.
Diaper need exposes a stubborn hole in the social safety net, but that hole will get a bit smaller this month. The first truckloads of diapers are rolling out to about 100 organizations nationwide. That's 5 million diapers every 3 months, or roughly the number of diapers that the average parent would attest to changing. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Elizabeth Wynn Johnson in Washington.